Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, brothers and sisters, it is the last day of 2018. I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. And thank you for joining me for a few moments this morning to let me share with you a New Year's Eve message. Now, let me begin with my book, Pro-Life Reflections for Every Day. Hopefully you have a copy. Otherwise, it would be a great New Year's practice to use this prayer devotional each day of the year so that we have a little scripture or other quote, a reflection and a prayer to connect our spirituality with our defense of the unborn. So let me read the reflection here for the last day of the year, December 31st. We read in 2 Peter 3, verse 8, "With the Lord, 1,000 years are like one day." Reflection. At year's end, we reflect upon what we have done and what we have failed to do. What we have done this year for the defense of life. Let us resolve today that we will increase the amount of time and energy that we devote to the number one moral issue, restoring the right to life. Let us pray. Father, may my future be filled with the joy of life and of defending life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let me first of all let you know what I would like to do today and leading into tomorrow in terms of broadcasting, because many of you come here faithfully to watch these broadcasts. For some, others of you, it may be brand new. But what I intend to do is to give you this brief reflection now and then come back to you tonight at 9 o'clock p.m., and at 9 o'clock p.m., I'm going to review with you some of the highlights of 2018 when it comes to the accomplishments of Priests for Life, the work of Pro-Life, some reflections on the movement. But to show you especially a little bit about our annual report, we have posted on our website the first installment, if you will, the bulk of our 2018 report on our activities. There will be more to come, more details, but we have it, the bulk of it posted there. I'm going to go through some of the highlights with you. So that'll be fun. That'll be tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And then at 11:30, in the last half hour of 2018 here in the Eastern time zone of the United States, I'll invite you to join me for a time of prayer, just for about 15 minutes. Then again at 12:30 in the first hour of the new year, I'll come on again inviting you to join me in prayer for about 15 minutes. Then tomorrow, New Year's Day, another message in the morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll give some reflections, New Year's Day being the feast of Mary as the Mother of God. Well, what I'd like to do with you this morning is simply to reflect on how one of the good ways in which we conclude a year. And that is, of course, obviously giving thanks and also asking forgiveness, both of God and of one another. Giving thanks for all that God has given us, all that we have given to one another. So let me start with that. I am the beneficiary of in this work that I do of pro-life. Many people tell me that I help them, I inspire them, I equip them in working to end abortion. That is forever my number one priority and goal. Nothing is going to stand in the way of that. And yet, as I do that work and indeed give a lot of information, instruction, and inspiration to other people, it is really you who bless, equip, and empower me. Oh, I have a doggie here, by the way. He's asking to get up. So let's, you know, Gianni, one of our mascots. His brother is over there on the other end of the studio just watching all of this. But brothers and sisters, that you really, you have blessed me in so many ways. Your witness, your faith, your commitment to this cause, the stories that you send me, the donations that you give to us here at Priests for Life, just the inspiration, the encouragement, the notes that you send. When I see you out on the road praying with you and going, visiting in your churches, in your homes, in your events, standing with you out on the public sidewalks in front of the abortion mills, you don't realize how much you're inspiring me. So I want to give thanks to you for all that you do, for all the witness that you give. Again, for the support that you give us, prayer support. I can't tell you how many people say to me every day, whether in person or in emails or comments here on social media, that you are praying for me. That matters so much. That counts so much. That does so much. We rely on that. We stand on that firm foundation of the fact that we can lift each other up in the body of Christ. So I thank you for your prayers, your witness, your support. So many of you are financial supporters of this ministry, and we need every penny, and we use every penny responsible. We just got another good audit, and I know that you have confidence in us, and I thank you for that confidence. Some of you are very, very big donors, and I ask you to keep that up in the new year. But thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that for us. You know, another thing, and of course, being thankful to the Lord above all. He has given us life. He has given us faith. He has given me my priesthood. One of the things I celebrated in this year, 2018, was the 30th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood and the 25th anniversary of being the director of Priests for Life. What gratitude do I have to the Lord for that. That is truly a gift from him, and all the ways in which he advances and protects this work, this mission, this vocation, our lives themselves. I want to give thanks to him as this year concludes. And then, of course, what we do at the end of the year is we ask forgiveness from God and from one another, because we all fail in many ways each and every day. And we can look at that honestly and humbly and say, of course, you know, we begin every Mass that we say as Catholics, we begin every Mass by publicly declaring that we are sinners. In fact, when we say the rosary, for example, when we say it outside in front of the abortion mills, out on the public sidewalks, I remember one time someone coming up to me, a protester, pro-abortion protester, and we had been saying the rosary in front of an abortion mill, and he started yelling at me, being, oh, you're so self-righteous, you're self-righteous. I said, listen, we just got finished saying the rosary. We said here on the public sidewalk 150 times that we're sinners. I didn't hear you say it once. Because in the rosary, we say, pray for us sinners, right? So we're publicly declaring it. At the beginning of every Mass, we say, I have sinned before God and before you, brothers and sisters, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And therefore, I ask you to pray for me to the Lord our God. So that's what I want to do today. First of all, asking forgiveness from God, because we all sin each and every day. And yet, praise God, as this year ends, the number of times that we go back to God, repenting and asking forgiveness, is more than the number of times that we have turned away from him. And as long as that number of times that we're repenting and turning back to him exceeds the number of times we're turning away from him, then we are still on that straight and narrow path of salvation, only by his grace. And so I ask forgiveness of the Lord for any failings of this year. And I want to do what my mentor, one of my mentors, Cardinal John O'Connor, did every year when he celebrated the Midnight Mass, the televised Mass from St. Patrick's Cathedral. At the end of the Mass, he would always ask forgiveness of the people that he served, if there were any way that inadvertently he may have offended them or failed them. And I ask the same forgiveness of you, brothers and sisters. Any way in which I have failed to serve you, you know, sometimes we think that we're responding to people in an adequate way, and sometimes our response might not be adequate. Something might slip through the cracks. We may not give a person the help that they need at that moment. I certainly cannot say, nobody can say, that they haven't failed in that way. But I can tell you today that none of it has ever been deliberate or intentional. So for any ways in which I've unintentionally failed you or offended you, I want to ask forgiveness of you today. As we end this year, let's put the sins and the failings of the past behind us. Let's learn from those mistakes and move forward with a determination to serve each other better. And I can tell you I'm making that my number one promise and pledge today and resolution for this new year, to serve even better the people around me, the people here on my own team, the people like yourselves to whom I speak, to whom I broadcast, to whom I travel in my trips, in my journeys. And we will have a new year where we're even better, learning from our mistakes, even better in using the gifts that God gives us to serve Him throughout 2019. So that's my message for you this morning. You know, today is it's like the whole day is a day of transition, because the year 2019 has already begun in certain parts of the world. And with each passing hour of the day, it will encompass more and more of the globe. This brand new set of calendar pages that we have the opportunity to write the story of how we praise and serve God, how we defend and advance life, how we love and serve one another. We have it in our hands to write the story. We cannot control all the things that are going to happen, but we can certainly resolve that our response to those things is going to be the response of a servant of God, of a disciple of Christ. So I'm excited as this new year makes its way across the globe and eventually comes into the time zones of each and every one of us. Maybe some of you who are watching are already in 2019. So to you, I say Happy New Year. But let's pray for each other throughout this day. And as I said, at 9 o'clock tonight, I'll be back with you for some end of the year reflections on the work that Priest for Life has accomplished. And then 11:30, a little prayer to end the old year, and at 12:30 a.m., I'll be with you again for a little prayer to begin the new year. So please join me. Please get others to join. Let's together hold the hands of Christ and of each other as we end 2018 and begin 2019. And now may the Lord bless you, protect you, and answer all your prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. On New Year's Eve, God bless you, and we will talk to you later.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.